I received a call half an hour, almost past 1 o'clock this morning, from someone at the hospital who said Rodney was here, and he was brought here by the people at the Monrovia Central Prison. And so I hurriedly came, and there were other people who were here, including some of Rodney's relatives.
Were you able to see Rodney Sear?
No, they're preventing anyone from going in to see him. We are all just standing outside. In fact, the question they asked is, how did we get to know that he was brought here? No one was contacted. They just brought him here, smuggled him out of the prison.
Did anyone tell you why he was taken there?
No one is saying anything. Everyone is tight-lipped. No one wants to say anything. So currently, we don't even know what his condition is.
There have been rumors that Mr. Sear was on a hunger strike. Do you suppose that his going to the hospital or being taken there could be related to any side effects from the hunger strike?
We really do not know, because it's been a week, Wednesday. He was incarcerated on Wednesday, so he's 1 week there now. So he hasn't been eating anything solid, so he probably, but we cannot really tell what's going on with his health.
So any authority there, any police or anybody that you can speak to?
We've only seen on male officers here. We've not seen anyone from the Liberian police. But what we learned is that Rodney was brought in an unidentified jeep, and then there are on male escort officers escorting. Whether the Liberian security left before we arrived, that is something else. But
when you say UNMIL, you mean the United Nations forces?
Yeah, the United Nations forces.
Okay, please keep us posted and let us know if there's been any development, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Wade.
Thank you, Jim.